Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Rolling on in Paris for the Summer Olympics. She's been joining us every morning around this time. ABC's Inez de la Catera. She's following the Olympics closely. Hey, Inez, do you know anything about this Romanian gymnast controversy that has erupted now over the Americans and what happened on the floor?
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer. So basically during the floor final, the Romanian gymnast was in third place, so she was set to take the bronze. But Jordan Chiles ended up getting the bronze, and that's because Team USA's coach asked for what's called an inquiry into her score. She felt that Jordan hadn't gotten the points she deserved for in terms of difficulty and how complicated her routine was. And so the judges reviewed that, and they did revise Jordan's score, and that's what bumped her up to third place and bumped down the Romanian. And so Jordan did take home the bronze. When it comes to the Romanian, though, her coaches have now reviewed her performance and say she got a deduction in her score that she wrongly got it, that she, you know, that she hadn't actually made the mistake that she was being accused of making. And so they're trying to kind of appeal that. And, you know, had she not been given that deduction, she would have gotten the bronze. So there's been a lot of back and forth there. Unfortunately, I don't see anything, changing. In terms of, you know, the medals have been given out. So I don't know how they're going to handle that. But yeah, there's been quite a bit of controversy there, a lot of social media chatter about, the judges and whether they've, kind of messed up in the floor final.
Joining us now live from ABC is Inez de la Catera. Okay, so I'm not that crazy of a person when it comes to watching track and field, Inez. I fully admit it. But I've never seen a mile run or a 1500 meter run that exciting in my life than what I watched last night.
Yeah, certainly a one to watch. The 1500 meter final for the men's, an absolute stunner. It was Cole Hawker who won the gold there with an Olympic record time, so all the more. And then American Yared Nuguse took home the bronze. It was a stacked field and, really great for Team USA there to get those two medals. Quite an exciting race. I agree. I'm also on the same page as you, where track and field is not necessarily my field of expertise, but it is, at the Olympics, it has certainly been full of emotions. On the women's side yesterday, we also had Gabby Thomas winning the gold in the 200-meter final. That was very exciting. She beat the St. Lucia's Julian Alfred, who you'll remember won the gold in the 100-meter final. That had come as a big surprise. She beat out Sha'Carri Richardson, who had been favored to win the gold. So the fact that Gabby Thomas yesterday was able to win against her, I think that, made it all the more satisfying. It was a bit of a redemption for Team USA.
Seems like there are so many races and so many, swim meets. Personally, I'm getting a little bit of Olympic fatigue, unfortunately.
Oh, well, no.
So I guess I'm just looking for, what are some of the more unique events that I could tune into? I know there's been discus and shot put and, things that I would never, ever watch outside of the Olympics.
So you've got today, you've got artistic swimming, the artistic swimming team acrobatic routine. So I think that's one to watch. I don't know if you're into that.
Is that synchro?
Something kind of. Yeah.
Is that different than synchro?
I think it's like synchro. I think it's slightly different, but I think it's more or less, dancing and routines, and it's a bunch of different teammates kind of working together to put on these beautiful performances. So, yeah, similar to synchro.
You know what you're going to like, Michelle? I'm not sure which day it starts, but the modern-day pentathlon. That's the one with
the one now?
It's you ride a horse, you swim, you run, you fence, and you fire a pistol.
You're making that up.
I am not making it up. Inez knows what I'm talking about.
Is this real?
I actually don't, but I was at Versailles yesterday for the equestrian event, and they did have a pool there right by the arena where the horses were competing in. So that makes sense now. It's probably for that event.
Yeah, it's coming up later this week.
I'm on board.
That one's different. ABC's Inez de la Catera, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there is something to that. There's a couple of things. I have to admit, and I said this earlier in the week, I love Snoop Dogg. Love him. He's my guy. But I have to admit, I'm getting a little, I don't need so much Snoop in my life when I'm watching Olympic coverage, but it's fine. It's okay.
He's like the Olympic sweetheart now.
How much did you say he's making? He's making a ton of money over there.
Like $500,000 a day.
Oh, man.
He's working.
Well done.
But man.
No, good on you, man, Snoop. That's awesome. Good on you. All right. It is 6:28.